Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what it do?
Oh,
what's up? What's going on?
I forgot our little schnitzel wolf was out today.
Yeah, and tomorrow.
And tomorrow. I did something for him today and you, and then I realized he wasn't in when I came in and saw a
what strange... have you done for us?
I went full bandana.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I can't tell you how ridiculous
you
I feel
absurd.
Wearing a bandana out
oh
and about.
Oh, my God.
So I was getting dressed this morning, and I was I have a couple bandanas that are in like a, it's like, do you have like a miscellaneous drawer? Maybe you keep gloves in there or just some winter stuff?
No.
I have like a weird, just, it's a small like miscellaneous drawer. Where there's just random things in there.
I can't look at you without laughing.
Right, exactly. This is how, and I can't believe the schnitzel wolf does this on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you knew he was gone.
So I forgot about it. I thought I was like, so I opened that drawer and I saw one of my bandanas and I was like, oh yeah, I was supposed to wear that. And then I got in today and I realized, oh yeah, he's gone. Because I was going to ask him, how do you wear this and not feel like the world's biggest dip-ass?
Well, okay, you look ridiculous.
Yes.
But thank you for trying.
There you go.
And, you know, there's different ways to play with it.
Yeah.
Switch it up tomorrow. And,
you know, every now and then, you're like, hey, I'm going to wear a fedora, or I'm going to wear a cardigan. Like, you go out of your way. Maybe you're going to wear some new sunglasses that are a little out there. And, you know, immediately upon putting it, like on, you're like, oh my God, that was me.
Well,
I've never actually worn a bandana in a real situation that isn't like I'm outside working.
Look,
and putting it on today for work, I was like, oh my God.
Here's what it is. And we've all had this.
Yeah.
If you feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Like Schulte does with his Mariner headband.
The schnitzel wolf.
If you wear it enough.
Yeah.
It will normalize. It's all about you feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, so Schulte clearly feels comfortable. If I started wearing a cowboy hat tomorrow, if I felt comfortable in the cowboy hat, I'm telling you,
you're just wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah, I'm cowboy hat guy,
yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
No,
because I feel comfortable in it, so I feel like, all right, I'm good. Yeah. You don't feel comfortable, therefore, there's no way you could ever wear that.
No.
It's much like the Stetson hat you once put on.
Yeah.
And Schulte, though, he puts that headband on and he looks in the mirror.
He owns it.
He goes, yeah, dude, this is great. This is it.
And that level of weird.
And you wear it enough.
You wear it. Just
people
becomes...
just don't even.
No.
Like, it is very odd. Like, let's peel it back a little bit and understand that it is very weird that we have a guy who wears a headband almost on a daily basis in our office.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
Yes.
That being said, I didn't even notice he had it on yesterday. He wears it so much.
No, it just blends in. In fact, when he doesn't wear it, it's like when Buck, rest in peace, wouldn't wear a baseball hat. You're like, well, that's weird. Why is Buck not wearing a baseball hat? The schnitzel wolf has just, I've come to expect him wearing a headband. And I don't think I appreciated how weird it was until in a work environment, I put on a headband. I also felt a little white supremacy when I put on the headband.
Yeah, you look a little.
It was a little.
It's a little insurrection.
It was a little, yeah. And that may be part of the insecurity, is I understand how I look, and so you put that on.
You look
that
way anyway.
I know. And now that I put it on, it's like, I feel like I'm getting ready to go commit some sort of hate crime. It's very uncomfortable. It's just, it's weird.
Well,
someone said I brought the high tea today. Yeah, it's I'm very angry right now. I feel like I'm gonna pick a fight with an immigrant. It's just it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah, you look absurd.
Yeah,
but you know, you tried, and that's what I give you.
You asked for a bandana.
Yeah, that's
damn
what
it.
We wanted.
We gave you a bandana.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah.
Now we have to introduce because Schultzy's not here. There is a person over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And his name is Casey. Ladies and gentlemen. Casey Smith.
We did have to double check with each other about his name before.
Yeah.
The first thing I said upon sitting down was,
Casey,
I think I've spoken four words to our producer ever.
Hi.
How are we doing, folks?
Oh, we're great.
Yeah. By the way,
how are you doing?
Are you trying to disguise the "Hey, this is Casey" voice? I felt like you brought it up an octave or two there.
I have to.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
His normal voice is very Patrick Harris. It's a little down here like this.
Well, wait, that's
how
great.
We doing today, folks?
There you go.
Oh, you did bring it up an octave.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
You have a radio voice, don't you?
Yeah. I gotta project a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little too quiet some days.
Well, why would you hide that? Like, that's a good thing for this business, don't you think?
Yeah. I don't think my girl likes it when I bring it home most days, though. I bring the radio voice home.
Huh. So, wait, it's this thing that you don't always have?
So sometimes I'll just project and I'll be super loud, and then other times when I'm just casually talking, it slips back and I get lower and lower.
Yeah, I've only heard him speak a couple times, and it sounds a little like the long black train guy. Like you have that drop. He's getting ready. Swing low, sweet chariot.
I got a wall. Yeah. This guy?
Casey reminded me a little bit of that. The first time I heard him speak, I was like, what the hell is going on over there?
So you're a little too up in your own kitchen about your voice right now, I think is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Casey's a youngin', and I heard him on Dirt and Sprague.
How old are you?
Just turned 24 in September.
Yeah, he's baby.
He's my kid's age.
Yeah, he's baby.
Actually, he's younger than my kid.
Yeah, I got a kid 4 years older than him. So you can tell in there, like he's got that grin. Is that a mustache that you're trying to grow?
Oh yeah, it's November. I'm letting the hair grow.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. And you know, he's got that youngin'.
Will you not bully someone for one time? One time.
Nah.
Leave the poor kid alone. He's a child.
He's doing great. But I can tell he's a little nervous, and that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's what he sensed that.
I can smell the fear through the glass, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, you like to pick on that. Yeah. Makes you feel better about yourself, doesn't it?
Because I'm wearing this absurd bandana right now.
Well, anyway, Casey, Lake Ridge High School, I believe.
Yep.
I'm told. Lake Ridge High School, Hall of Famer.
Hello? Probably not.
I was waiting for him. I can't comment on his status as a Hall of Famer. Pacers.
Do you know who the most famous?
Oh, I do. I do know this.
Lake Ridge High alumni is. Yeah.
You should know this as a
new member of the 1080 the Fan.
The greatness that is Jason Swigert.
That's right.
Yeah. I did know that.
So I went there.
I think he played the tromboner. Did he not? I think he was in the band.
Yeah, he was in band.
I think he was a trombone man.
Yeah.
Casey, were you a trombone man?
No, I was not.
No.
Now, what did you do? Did you play sports?
I played baseball and football.
All right. You're a man's
man. There's the deep voice. We're getting the real kid. That's what I like to hear. It's just down here. It's real gravelly. You're going to be down here. He's got a little Ed Ogeron to him a little bit. You could Cajun that thing up a little bit. I like it. I dig it.
I get a little twang, though. Is there a twang? You're from Lake O?
Yep. Born and raised.
Okay. Mm. Maybe there's no twang there. All right. Well, thanks for filling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we don't really have a choice.
There is a little twang there, isn't there?
I thought there was.
You strike me as more of a hip-hop guy.
I'm wearing an Outkast sweatshirt.
I was going to say, you don't really strike me as a country music guy. Maybe a Morgan Whalen?
I love all music, but if I'm listening to country music, I'm listening to Zach Brown Band.
Okay. Because there is a little bit. I'm with you. I'm picking up a little bit of the twang.
Now, why do you have a Yankees hat on? Are you a front-running Yankees fan?
I'm a Yankees fan. I was born in 01, and my favorite player ever is Robinson Cano. So I just always love the Yankees.
Mariner and Met great, Robinson Cano.
All right. Well, he grew up in it. Now, see this on the rules, on the rule sheet.
Yeah.
He did grow up in a non-baseball market.
Yes. So he's
as you did.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
So you're a Mets fan.
Yes.
So there's no way you could pitch him crap about being a Yankee fan. Well, although the Yankees much better than the Mets.
Yes. It is one thing.
Although, how many titles have you seen since you've been alive?
One.
Just the one.
Just the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, 09.
How about that?
So that's not even necessarily
And he was only eight.
That's not even necessarily the front runner then.
None. Huh. It, we're past those days. They're almost like the Cowboys.
Oh, my
Had
God.
They not won the 09 title or whatever he said? 08?
01, right?
No, no, no.
Oh, he was born in
09, yeah. I believe.
That was, A-Rod was the last title, right?
Had they not won that, they're the Dallas Cowboys.
I'll be damned.
100%.
Huh. That's crazy.
I have never, first off, that means we're 1,000 years old.
Yes.
I didn't even...
That's right.
I didn't even process that.
To make you feel old, and we're going to lose Casey on this one. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of it, because he's only 24. Yeah. The Duke-Texas game was last night,
mm-hmm.
and I happened to catch the end of it. Did you see that Carlos Boozer's son is a star player for Duke?
Carlos Boozer's kid may be the number one overall pick. Like
both of them.
Yeah, they...
Oh, so you know who Carlos Boozer is?
Yep. That hairline is wicked.
Yeah.
Well, one of the great moments in sports history is when Carlos Boozer took some lacquer and painted on that weird hair.
I remember that.
It's the only time that Gene Cady has ever, his hair has ever looked good in comparison to someone else.
Cameron Boozer.
Cameron Boozer.
And he has hair.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know. I just thought that.
I know. Dude, that happens.
It's like, wow.
That
really?
Happens all the time. Like when, you know, Frank Gore's kid, whenever you see someone that you don't think is that old, you're like, what?
John Smith's kid, Casey, is now at the Fan. We knew John back when he was in his heyday.
Back in the day.
Talk radio host.
Good old
here.
Drinking buddy.
Well, anyway, nice to have you, Casey. Thanks for filling in.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I don't know where the Schnitzelwolf is, but.
I don't know. He's gone for the next couple games.
I think they benched
days.
Him for a couple games.
Had to sit a couple plays out.
He's too high T.
That headband. Well, he does work himself up.
Oh,
now,
he gets so fired up.
Yeah. Now, Casey, you don't really seem like the fired up type. Are you hot sports take guy?
I am. When it comes to my Steelers, I'm very much a hot sports take.
Oh, what? Hold on. So now we got Steelers and Yankees?
Yep. So my family is from the Pennsylvania area and grew up Fawn Grove, if you guys know it.
Where?
Fawn Grove. It's kind of south of York.
Oh, yeah. Like we all know. Oh, yeah. Farm Grove. Yeah.
Joe Biden.
It's where they brought the Declaration of Independence when the British invaded in 78, I believe.
Look at hot.
That's a fun fact.
Hot political facts here, like historical.
All right, so let's get.
Wouldn't know
so
if
Steelers,
I hadn't just
Yankees, what else? Give me the rollout.
We have
if
to
it's
get,
Duke basketball.
Exactly. If it's another, if it's like the Lakers,
we're gonna judge.
Basketball, I was always a Carmelo fan, and then how they kind of ostracized him from the league, I kind of took a step back in the same way that he did. I stopped watching basketball, really.
Done with the NBA due to the ostracization of Carmelo Anthony.
Boy, of all the reasons you were going to tell me that you don't watch the NBA, I did not have the ostrich of Carmelo Anthony, according to Isaac Rowe. I did not have that on the bingo card.
Yep.
So, Duck, right. Beaver, Coug, Husky.
Beaver. Graduated from Oregon State.
Okay, there we go.
Go Beavs.
There we go.
Go Beavs.
There we go.
All right. I can live with that. Okay. Did we cover it? Yeah,
so
we covered all
the... So,
your
hot take guy. You say your hot take guy, but you strike me... Look, don't take this wrong way, okay? You strike me as kind of the stoner chill type.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Is that a yeah?
It's really just the eyes that people go, oh, he must be stoned.
Yeah, you should see his eyes.
I just get the eyes. Yeah,
they're blazing red and barely open right now.
And he does talk like this a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a couple, you know.
Maybe we've got a future fan host here.
Well, Patrick Harris, right?
This is how we all started. We all, except for Suk, we were all on the board there, just like you are.
Yeah, didn't everyone, am I the only outlier? No, Meringue.
Let's see.
Meringue didn't, right?
Meringue did not.
I don't think he did.
I don't know if Sprigg did. I don't know if Dirt or Sprigg did.
Well, they, because they did their own.
Swag and I were interns. Dusty was an intern.
Yeah.
Patrick was Hunt for the Host. Yeah, Luke was Hunt for the Host.
Yeah. So we've had a different.
We've had a few.
We've had a few.
You're the star. I mean, look at you with your bandana.
I mean, that's how you wear the bandana.
You didn't have to do any of that.
No, so. I just wore a bandana.
You know,
and came
Colin,
in.
I saw a story from Colin Cowherd today. It came across my timeline. And he was telling a story, and somebody was raving. It was like, oh, this is a great insider radio story. And it is, but it's one that I had a front row seat for when he was here in Portland. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, Colin Cowherd started here. Actually, he started in Vegas, but he was a TV guy here.
This is where he cut his teeth in radio for the most part.
Yeah, no, not for the most part. This is where he started in radio. He was a TV guy in LA, or in Vegas. He moved to Portland as a TV guy. And then our boss, Alan Davis, same guy who hired both of us, put Colin on. He stole him from TV. Well, he was doing TV and radio.
Yeah.
Put him on the middays. Well, then when he moved him to mornings, I became the update guy with Colin when his show moved to morning. So I was the morning update guy. Colin was the morning show. And then his producer was Ryan Lindsay. And we had a great time on that show. It was really fun to watch Colin for a better part of 3 years do what he does. And I thought his local show was tremendous when he was here.
Yeah.
He told the story today, I think, to Andrew Marchand. He was doing some business podcast or something.
Very smart guy, by the way, Colin. Whatever you think of the show now, he is a very, very bright man in this business.
About how, and this is a true story, when he was auditioning, so nobody knew that Tony Kornheiser was leaving ESPN. His radio show.
Yeah.
And nobody knew that. They kept it a complete secret. And Rick Scott, who was this big radio consultant guy, he called Colin and said, I cannot tell you why we're doing this, but I want you to know that you have a shot at one of the biggest, perhaps the biggest seats in sports radio. And that's all I can tell you. And Colin's like, well, what the heck? What? Well, the only way we knew that was true was on the old phone bank.
Yeah, I remember this story.
The lines, if somebody called in and there were three people on hold, three lines would light up.
And you could see who was on hold. You could see who was on hold.
Well, you couldn't see who, but you could see that someone was on hold. It was just the old analog phone system. And the way you could see that someone was on hold is the line would just light up. And there was always, every morning we would come in and do that show for the better part of 2-3 months, one line was always lit up. And Colin never took calls or anything, so it was a really weird thing of like who is sitting on hold?
Well, and this was before streaming and everything, so that's the way they were listening to his show.
That is, and he said that was ESPN listening to his radio show for the better part of 2 months, huddled around, a bunch of executives huddled around in a conference room.
Yeah.
Listening to Colin's show to try to determine if he should take over for Tony Kornheiser.
And he got it.
And he ended up, it was him and Mitch Levy from Seattle that I think were the finalists because they wanted a little bit of West Coast flair. And Colin ended up getting it, but he said, Colin refused, this is part of the story I didn't know, is Colin said he refused to go down to Houston for the Super Bowl to meet with them. Because he didn't know what job he was interviewing. He didn't know if he even wanted the job. He's like, I don't even know who I'm talking to or what I'm talking to them about. Yeah. I'm not getting on a plane.
It's crazy, huh?
And that's how it all unfolded. And then he was hired at ESPN and the rest is history.
And he's the reason why I got this. Because when he left, someone had to fill in that slot for like 2 weeks. And that's where I came in. And I filled in for like 2 weeks while Colin made the transition back to ESPN, and I've never left. That was 20, whatever, two-ish, something like that, years ago.
And we are finding out that Sprague ran boards in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, for...
I think Mitch Levy.
Yeah, something like that. Levy or Softy. He knew, those guys, I think, KJR. Yeah.
So, you know, we're the old guys now.
Yes.
Isn't that wild?
I know, right?
We're still here all those years later, and...
Meanwhile, we got...
And then young Casey.
Casey over here.
Well, I love seeing the Youngs come into the business. Yeah. I think it's great.
I think it's great seeing him move on and you know, like Will, you know, moving on. Someone said he kind of sounds like Ortner a little bit, and Ortner's down in Texas now doing stuff. And
Ortner moved on. Buckley moved on. Yeah.
Well, Buckley's resting.
Schultz's moved on.
Well, I mean, Buckley's dead, so.
You know,
rest in peace.
All right, well, anyway, there's your opening seggy.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's Wednesday. Did you know it's Wednesday?
Yeah, you can tell by the bandana. It's Bandana Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesdays are big in sports talk.
Love our Wednesdays.
Mainly because there's nothing else going on until tomorrow.
There's no real games.
Well, we got some action.
Oh, yeah. You
lay a little, got some college hoops.
Lay a little money down on that.
The Seahawks are about to get the Jacoby Brissett show.
Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
And
by the way, he does this every year where he convinces people he's good for about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he is fine. I mean, you know how coaches are. They'll take the guy that's less upside but just does what he's supposed to do over the guy who's wild like Kyler Murray.
There will be a new reclamation project in 2 years, and that'll be Kyler Murray.
So also, as Oregon State hunts for a coach, I would like to drag Kirk Ferentz into the chat.
Let's do it.
So we will we'll discuss those items and so much more today.
Just have a moment.
It's just a day. And Sook's got a bandana on. We've got a young 24-year-old, apparently Lake Oswegan, who's maybe from Alabama.
We don't know.
In there. It's just a wild day here at the fan.
It's a hell of a day at sea.
All right. We'll be right back. We'll start with the Jacoby Brissett show and what would be the Kyler Murray reclamation project. Where should he go? And so much more coming up here on 105.1 The Fan. All right. Well, the Cardinals...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Put Kyler Murray on the injured reserve today.
Conspiracies abound.
Yeah, big time, because, well, they're kind of one of those franchises. They're a bit like the Jets or the Giants, where they just never handle their business properly.
No.
Like, you can tell that it's just a bad run organization.
It is.
So what
top
ended
to
up,
bottom.
You tell me if I'm right about this.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen all the goings on, but so a lot of people thought Kyler Murray was ready to go.
Yes.
Against Dallas.
Yes.
And then they said Jacoby Brissett was starting. Mm-hmm. Monday comes around, or no, they played on Monday. Yesterday, Schefter puts out a weird tweet that talks about the soft benching of Kyler Murray,
mm-hmm.
like kind of trying to soften the blow that they're going with Brissett, even though Murray's healthy. And yeah. then, from what I understand, Gannon already said he was going to go with Brissett no matter what, but Schefter was trying to soften it. And then today...
But earlier, see, but before all this, Gannon had said that when Murray is healthy, he'll be the guy. So there's
But then he also said that Brissett was going to be the guy.
There's so many mixed messages here. And today, obviously, the big one.
Well, then it was, well, he's really not quite healthy enough yet.
Yeah.
But when he is, he'll be the guy.
Yes.
And now they put him on injured reserve.
Yeah. Look, I think they're obviously not thrilled with Kyler Murray.
And by the way, they're the Seahawks' next opponent.
Yes. They're not thrilled with Kyler Murray. The offense has seen an uptick with Jacoby Brissett. But can we please stop with that somehow they've been great with Jacoby Brissett? Like, they played against the worst defense this side of the Cincinnati Bengals, and that Cowboys defense makes everyone look good. But there has been an uptick in production with Brissett. You know they're not thrilled with Murray. I truly believe that Kyler Murray was healthy enough to play last week. He certainly is healthy enough to play this week. They're going to sit him down. Kyler Murray is not the most mature of individuals, and the easiest way, and I'm sure the foot injury that has been lingering around, I'm sure it's a thing. How many quarterbacks, honestly, do you think have a lingering problem right now? 70% of them in the NFL? And so it's easy when you talk about the soft benching. Look, instead of having this be a media circus and turn it into something bad, you say that he's got you go on injured reserve. So for 4 weeks, good or bad, Jacoby Brissett's the guy. There's also a chance that in 4 weeks, Jacoby Brissett shows you who he really is and comes back down to earth. And then how much easier is it to insert Kyler Murray back into the starting lineup once Jacoby Brissett has pulled off the Scooby-Doo mask and shows you that he's not very good, because he's done this plenty of times.
You know who the backup is now in Arizona?
I do not know who the backup is in Arizona.
The great Keaton Slovis.
Ah, yes.
Remember that guy?
But, you know, they're 3-5. They're not going anywhere in that division. It's a very tough division. Everyone else has 6 wins in that. They're not very good. I think at this point they realize they've committed to the wrong guy in Kyler Murray. And it doesn't do any good at this point to bench cut. Jacoby Brissett is not the answer in Arizona. So my guess is you play Brissett, see if he comes back down to earth a little bit. Murray's back in 4 weeks, maybe 5, if you want to send him out one more week. And then my guess is somewhere in the offseason, they're going to have discussions about what to do about Kyler Murray. Because I don't think that Arizona feels comfortable at this point going forward as the franchise quarterback.
You know,
Miami's
say,
having this with Tua right now.
I would say as bad teams go.
Yeah.
Arizona's not the worst. I mean, they're, you know, Tennessee's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is terrible.
Yeah.
Dallas defense is terrible. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati's defense is terrible, and they don't have Joe Burrow. Arizona, you know, I'm not saying they're good. They're far from it. But they're not like they're not the worst bad team. They're just you know, all right. They're fine. Their defense is all right. They blew that game to Tennessee. If they hadn't done that, I wonder if we would be saying, oh, you know, because the two games before beating Dallas, and by the way, that was easy win for them in Dallas. That was, you know, not a lot of people expected that.
No.
And they went in there and did that. The two games before that were the Colts and the Packers. Those are good teams. Mm-hmm. And both of those games, if I remember right, were close.
27-23 and 31-27.
And if they didn't blow the Tennessee. So I'm just saying, like, they're kind of hanging around. They're not going to do anything in that division. The division's too tough. But they could certainly play spoiler in that division. Even with Brissett.
Yeah, and again, we'll see. I'm sure right now, the last handful of weeks, Brissett has been a competent player. And we do this all the time. We do it with Josh Dobbs. We do it with Jacoby Brissett. I'm trying to think of who other, like, there's always a handful of these guys that are just, that are solid backups, right? Joe Flacco has a little bit of this going on. They're fine. Although Joe Flacco at one point was really good. He's just old now.
Yeah, can I offer you a couple of guys who we did this with, but they actually ended up becoming starters again?
Yeah, we've seen this.
I mean, it does happen. Yes. So, yes, of course, we do have this backup is...
The difference is Jacoby Brissett was not one of those guys that was a franchise guy and then...
Well, neither was Geno Smith, and Geno Smith became a starting
quarterback. Geno Smith was. Geno Smith was a second-round pick and was given the job. Jacoby Brissett was never the guy.
I know, but Geno was out of the... I mean, he was terrible. Yeah. He was a bust. He was out. He was done.
Yeah.
And then he became a starter. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold did the same thing. So, I'm not saying that's true of Jacoby Brissett, but, you know, these blanket statements of this guy's that or that guy's this, I don't know. We don't know.
We have seen plenty of reclamation projects in the NFL.
But I will say, the Geno Smith and Sam Darnolds of the world, even as starters, there's still a ceiling on them.
And by the way, like, Jacoby Brissett's 33 years old. Like, when you've seen the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnolds, you know,
Well, Geno's 35.
Geno's older. So I guess Geno would be the closest, is that Geno was, at one point, was the franchise. And you're right. He did flame out quickly. But the closest thing to Jacoby Brissett, if he were to turn into something, would probably be Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? Where Fitzpatrick was never the guy. He got a couple opportunities because Brissett has had an opportunity to start in New England. He's had a start in Indianapolis. And Arizona and New England was the other one. I mean, he's had multiple opportunities to start and he's had moments, flashes, and it's never stuck. I would say that to me is the closest comp, is that maybe he could be a Ryan Fitzpatrick where he's a bridge guy, but.
Well, he's kind of already that. I mean, he's, you know, he's a competent guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, Arizona thinks they're fine with him and they probably are because Kyler Murray's just, you know, he's just not. Kyler Murray just doesn't get it.
No,
he does very not. Talented, but it's just so you can tell Gannon's over that guy.
He could be the one. No offense to Jacoby Brissett. You know, you are what you are. Now, Kyler Murray, on the other hand,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Kyler and Tua are going to probably be the next two quarterbacks that are going to get to test the sit down somewhere, get into a good offense, and see if you can actually learn how to play the position and figure some stuff out.
Ooh, Mac Jones is another one that's kind of interesting.
Yes.
It's early.
Yes, but he's looking good.
Yeah, he looks really good.
Yes, after being washed out in New England, bouncing around down in, Miami, and now landed in San Francisco and looks really good.
So it does happen. So when we come back, we'll put a bow on this. And I found six situations that perhaps could be the reclamation spot for Kyler Murray.
Okay.
Six. No more. No less.
I want to also see what his contract, because they gave him the bag.
Well, actually, probably a lot less.
I'll take a look and see what it would be to move on from him.
I actually think there's one place that would be a home run. I just don't know. Yeah, the contract thing is everything. Yeah. Because, again, the Russell Wilson, you know, in Denver, I mean, terrible deal because of the contract.
Yep.
Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, not a bad deal.
No. Nope.
Because it was just, what was it, like 1 year, $3.5 million?
Yeah, it was nothing.
All right, so we'll get to that coming up next. But first, Casey with SportsCenter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're talking about Kyler Murray. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. He's in the headlines. He's headed to IR.
They put him on IR, and most people don't really...
A lot of people.
Well, look, I know he's got a foot issue, but...
Yeah, he's toast.
I think most people believe that this is a soft benching IR move and not... He really can't play.
Yeah, Gannon hates him.
Yes.
And the previous coach hated him.
Yeah.
And everyone hates him.
It's
seriously,
not,
everyone hates that guy.
It's not great. He is a guy that came in with a lot of potential and has shown flashes. And it's just one, he's a completely different player at the beginning of the year than he is at the end. We all know the story about the video game and the dedication to the craft and all that. But his style of play and his stature, he's never really been able to stay healthy, and his style of play is not conducive to playing 16 weeks.
But he can run.
He can run.
And he can throw a little, and he can make some plays. And so that, he will be a reclamation project. Now, here are the ones that I thought could be decent fits.
Now, the problem with this, just real quick, is I did look it up. And
how much
does
he make?
It's brutal. Arizona would have to – no one's going to trade for him. At that current contract. So Arizona's basically going to have to pull a Russell Wilson, and they're just going to have to swallow somewhere in the neighborhood of $60 to $70 million and just break it up into 2 years, take your medicine, and move on.
Which is probably why they won't, right? Like, it's probably why maybe he gets another crack with Arizona.
Yeah, it certainly becomes, each year that goes on, it becomes better, and you can do some stuff with it, like if they did move him and take on some of that salary, but... Look, you're not getting out of this without eating $50 to $60 million, and you can do it. We've seen it. We've seen multiple teams do it, and we've seen Denver did it and moved on and was fine. The Rams moved on from Jared Goff and did it. I think the difference is both of those teams felt like they had their quarterback. I guess Denver drafted him. L.A. traded for it. So it wouldn't be unprecedented, but it certainly is a tough move.
Golf.
Okay, so I thought – so there's a little bit of whimsy in this. This is – I mean, I get it with the contract situation. I'm just talking about, like, where would he fit? Like, perfect world. Baltimore backup.
Yes.
Right there.
Would love it.
That's the number one spot.
Yes.
You backup, because they, I don't know why, but they never have a good backup.
No, I mean, they've had some dudes. Like, Tyler Huntley was there for a bunch of years.
Not good.
No, that would be a good fit.
Cooper Rush, not good.
Yes.
Like, Kyler Murray would be an upgrade for them if they could get him cheap.
Absolutely.
And he sits behind Lamar. I assume he would fit into that offense fairly well.
Yes.
Okay, so there's that one. And then the other one I thought about was maybe Minnesota. With Kevin O'Connell.
I couldn't agree more. I think if you have a chance to go with McVay, if you have a chance to go with Shanahan, if you have a chance to go with O'Connell, these are things that you do. I think Indianapolis with Shane Steichen and Daniel Jones could be another one that, like, go. Ooh. If you're one of these guys.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right? Go.
Backup. Who's Indy's backup?
Who is Indy's backup?
For Daniel Jones.
Anthony Richardson.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he healthy?
He's been hurt, so I don't know who the official backup is, but it was Anthony Richardson when healthy, but he's not. So
it's Riley Leonard.
Riley Leonard.
Yeah.
So go to a place that you, with a proven play caller, go to a place that knows how to develop, that teaches you how to play the position, where you get to sit for a year or two. And Kyler Murray of the reclamation projects is arguably the most talented one of any of these guys. Like, and he's had a lot of success. He just needs to clean up his game and learn how to play the position and learn how to prepare. Does he want to, or does he just want to take his money and be a whiny you know what and complain about being treated unfairly? But these are all situations that I would assume, for very cheap, that they would be willing to have a backup quarterback like Kyler Murray. It just comes down to, is he willing to learn and is he willing to take a step back?
And then, of course, the bad situations, but, you know, could, I don't know about work, but could fit Raiders.
Yeah.
Panthers?
Yeah, if they move on from Bryce, which is a real possibility. And I don't know, they're kind of...
They're fine.
They're kicking the tires on that. I don't know what they'll decide. I don't know if they'll move on next year, but yes.
And then if his career wants to be shoved 6 feet under, he could go to Cleveland.
Yes.
Or he could go to New Orleans.
And here's the problem.
Or Miami.
Here's the problem with the Kyler Murrays of the world. If they decide to move on from him, take the hit, eat the $50-60 million, that guy will almost certainly pick one of those places that you just said. because he's like, well, I'm a starter in this league. Not only am I a starter, but I'm a star. And he views it that way. And guys like that have a real hard time swallowing their pride. This is the Justin Fields thing, right? I got to go and prove myself as a starter. You are not a starter. You're just not. Like, you are a borderline starter. But when you get, especially when Kyler Murray got the bag, I mean, those guys like Sam Darnold and I guess Daniel Jones kind of got the bag too, right? He got paid. But some of these guys, Mac Jones, like, they never made it through their rookie contracts. Baker was this way. They kicked him out of Cleveland. And I know he had an injury thing, but yeah, you know, those guys didn't get paid. Someone's going to have to sit down with Kyler Murray and put him on a little like phone book and try to tell him that, yeah, you're a big boy and we know you got paid, but you are at a crossroads of your career. Like, you can go one of two ways. And if Kyler Murray goes to New Orleans and gets his teeth kicked in and the thing's a disaster, then you're kind of cooked at that point. But taking a step back to take a bigger step forward is really hard for some of these guys. And I'm not sure Kyler Murray is the sort of guy that's going to be willing to do it.
All right. Well, the Seahawks host Arizona this weekend right here on The Fan.
Yes.
On Sunday. Now, it could be a little bit of a letdown spot for the Hawks because they just came off a big Sunday night win. And then the week after, they're headed to Los Angeles to play the Rams.
Yes. And as you pointed out.
So tread lightly.
Arizona, big win over the Cowboys, whatever. But they have been in a lot of close games.
They fight.
And as good as Seattle looked last week, let's also not make it out like Seattle is just steamrolling every team that they have played. So this...
Well, Washington's defense is an abomination.
Yes, it is.
Arizona's is not.
Yes.
Because, by the way, Dallas has a pretty good offense, and Arizona's defense held it 17 points.
Yeah.
So, and they held it to 10 points. They got a punt block touchdown, Dallas did. So they So Arizona's defense is, and this was the true at the start of the year. It's like a lot of people were like, well, Arizona may be in that division because Kyler Murray's healthy and because the defense is pretty scrappy. Yeah. So, you know, I'm just saying, tread lightly on Sunday. Yeah. That's not an easy game, division game.
But it could be interesting to see Kyler Murray and Tua both maybe looking for new places to play. Or at least new regimes.
Who would you rather have?
I think I'd... God.
You need a quarterback for one season.
One?
I'm going Kyler.
Tua, I would take Tua. The injury stuff scares the living hell out of me, but Kyler
Aren't
Murray...
they both always hurt?
Yeah, at least Kyler, there's little nagging injuries. Tua's one head bounced off the turf from never playing again. Tua in structure... is a better quarterback than Kyler Murray. And when Tua has a good O-line in front of him, Tua is a really good quarterback. If you gave me an elite O-line and you put Tua back there with a run game, Tua can be a really good player in this league if he can stay healthy. I'm not certain that Kyler Murray is capable of keeping it on the rails for 16 weeks. Tua just has to be like a... He has to be... a piece, not the piece. He's got to be in a system where you're like, well, 10 quarterbacks could be really good there. And that's true.
Great,
but he
player.
Could be one of the 10 that could be really good. So I think the bet, if you gave me a really good situation, I would take Tua over Kyler.
Okay, the Thundies are in town and a home run for Major League Baseball. Those items are coming up here. Blazers get the Thundies tonight. No Chet.
No Dort.
Yeah, Lou Dort. I'd be pissed if I had tickets to that game.
There's someone else, too. There's
Well, Jalen Williams has been out.
Yeah, he's been out, but no. So, no J-Dub, but there was Dort, Holmgren, and someone else. I'll look. There was another. They're pulling a Lakers, although they have SGA, so they're going
to
be fine.
Well, I feel like the back-to-backs are where you get you get these where
it's just
early in the season, they're being conservative with these bros and
Dude, the NBA.
And you're right about, you said this the other day, but it's so true. The Portland trip especially.
Yeah, they just don't care.
I just think.
It's like, whatever.
It's just a long trip.
Yep.
And it's kind of up, it's tucked up here.
Yep.
It's a standalone game. Usually they're playing in Sacramento or LA.
This a lot of time is the last on the leg, and then you're going home, and so they give the guys the day off.
So they were in LA last night. Playing the Clippers, and they won. They're 8-0.
Yeah.
The Thundies they're dominant.
Dude, have you seen SGA's numbers?
No, I haven't actually.
It's like,
He's pretty good, right?
Dude, it's like,
isn't he the MVP?
It's like, yeah, it's like 30, it's like 34, six and six with like a steal and a half, a block. It's like some of the most efficient basketball you've ever seen. He's just killing people.
Well, if I were going to the game, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Because no Lu Dort, who's really the main focus of that team.
I will say you have loved you some Lu Dort.
I love that guy. For love a how long he time. Plays. Yeah. Chet is going to be sucking on some Michelob Ultras over there on the sideline. No Jalen Williams.
Got my Michelob Ultra joints.
Joints? What does he even mean by that?
Joints is just, I think that's just a general term.
For what?
No Caruso, by the way. So there you
go.
So J-Dub. No J-Dub, no Holmgren, no team? Caruso, no Lu Dort.
Okay, tell me their team.
I got to look up their depth chart. They are the deepest team in the league, so something
yeah,
tells me
some
they're going to be fine, but yeah.
They're going to you're going to name like two guys that we're going to be like, "Wait, what? Those guys are 6th and 7th."
So Hartenstein's still playing.
Okay.
And SGA, so those are the two starters, and then you'll get Wallace, I'm assuming will start at the other.
Who's that?
Kayson Wallace.
Kayson Wallace.
Then you'll get the other Jalen Williams, the non star Jason.
He's good.
Jalen Williams. And then Aaron Wiggins.
Oh yeah.
And one more in there. Oh, maybe some Isaiah Joe in there for good measure.
Never heard of him.
So there you go. Get ready for that.
I'm not ready.
Topich is out for them as well. Like he's out, I think, for a long time.
I thought he had cancer.
Does he have cancer?
He has ball cancer.
Ooh.
Seriously.
I saw that he was out for an extended period. I don't remember him having ball cancer.
Yeah, I think
cancer,
he has cancer.
Well, that's no good.
Yeah, no.
I would say that is a long-term injury.
Well, no, they said I thought I read that they said he wouldn't be out as long as you would think with that. But
oh, really?
Anyway,
I
don't know.
Treatable?
I don't know. I worry about his testes.
Well, either way, bottom line is they won't play anyone, and yet something tells me they're still going
to
win.
Okay, so this test. Yeah.
He is being treated for testicular cancer.
Did you not believe me?
Well, look, I'm not gonna beat around the bush.
Please don't.
Your knowledge of who is or isn't being treated for testicular cancer, when it comes to NBA players, not certain that you're who I'm going to that piece of news.
All right. That's fair, but you know, I'm usually always right. Probably sometimes, so.
Like I mean, Alex,
I don't know. We've been
Alex
together.
Caruso. I thought he was with the Lakers.
I did think he was with the Lakers. You know, we've been together 20 years, and you still don't believe anything I say. It's like, what do I have to do? No. You know,
you were right about it. I'll tell you what.
What do I have to do
next time you report on testicular cancer? I am going to believe you.
Well,
except
this...
I guarantee the next time you report on it, you're gonna be wrong.
Yeah, see, that's a bad attitude.
You were right. You've been right on scrotum news and testicular cancer news.
I'm all over scrotum news. Now, listen, this falls into what I was talking about yesterday. And by the way, I got a text from Dave Bartu, who was listening in. He said he's going to run the numbers on this. He's actually going to go back. He uses AI now.
Yeah.
Although Dave is very hard to pin down.
Yeah.
Oftentimes,
he's just off doing.
I don't know
whatever.
If you've ever seen his stuff that comes to you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, it's almost like I need an interpreter. To understand what it means.
And sometimes he sends me things and he did this yesterday. He sent me a chart and I didn't know, like you said, I didn't know what the text meant. I had to ask him a question. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, what am I looking at?
Yes. And then when he explains it to you, then you're like, oh,
yeah,
that makes sense.
A lot of his content is like that.
Yes.
Because the man is, I think he's maybe a genius. seriously, like his brain.
Yeah.
But he cannot.
No, he's all over.
He is all over the place.
There's a lot going on in there.
So anyway, he's running the numbers on pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And he was listening yesterday when I said, I don't bet a lot of NBA, but I do watch the lines and I look at, you know, I try to, I just think the odds makers have a better grasp on who's good and who isn't than anybody else. Right. And same is true in football. So I pay attention, and in the NBA, it is uncanny. How when a team comes out and suddenly rests players like the Lakers did here the other night and like the Thunder are doing tonight,
sure,
it's uncanny how oftentimes that team still wins and covers.
Yeah,
and Lakers did the other night, and they had nobody. They had Nick Smith or whatever his name was, Neil Smith,
Nick.
Jim Smith.
I think it was Nick Smith,
Colin
Jr.
Smith, Casey Smith.
I think Casey played for him. With, if you threw LeBron's just assuming he has 20 a game, they had 91 points missing from that roster, and they beat the Blazers.
So anyway, the Thunder would fall into this category tonight, although they still have SGA. And then the Warriors would fall into this category tonight because I think Curry's out, and they were still deciding, last I checked, on Draymond and maybe one other guy.
Yeah.
But I said on the air, it's amazing how often those teams actually still cover compared to where the line moves. Because then what ends up happening is the whole market loads up on, like, say, for example, the other night, they loaded up on the Blazers.
Yeah.
So the Blazers went from 3-point favorites to 8.5-point favorites. Yeah. They lost.
Yeah.
So Dave was listening, and he is going to run the numbers on this with AI and go back. And I don't know how he does it. Lord knows how he does it. He probably smokes a ton of weed while doing it.
We love Dave.
But he will come up with the numbers, and it will be interesting to see if this is another spot where, you know, because the line here tonight, Oklahoma City is, it hasn't moved that much. Oklahoma City is favored by 3.5.
Okay.
And it was like 4, 4.5. Yeah. So it has only come down a little bit. So maybe they're catching up to this phenomenon, but or if it's even a phenomenon. But it's a trend.
And is it possible, too, that everyone just trusts at this point Oklahoma City no matter what?
I think so, too.
By the way, so on the season...
But this probably means the Blazers will win. don't you think?
Take your Zers. I'm not taking
it. Yeah, I'm not touching it.
No.
Again, the NBA is very volatile.
Yeah.
I don't bet a lot of it, but...
This is my problem. We're, what, 9 games into the season? And the amount of people out, I do not know. I'm going back to this. If I don't know why you would buy it. If I'm going to a Blazer game, it will be I will buy the ticket 45 minutes before tip. I just
totally.
I will not spend my money unless you're just going to see the Blazers and you don't care, right? If you're just going to the game and you don't care, but the idea that you are going to see anybody specifically, whether it's a specific Blazer or someone, God forbid, coming into town, do not buy that ticket in advance.
Two things. One, look and see if it's a nationally televised game.
Yeah.
Blazers don't play a lot of those.
No,
but
they do not.
If they do, it's amazing. Those guys will play.
Yeah.
And then the other one is it's hard to catch stars on the second night of back-to-back, like you said, particularly in Portland.
Shea, by the way, on the year, 33-5-7.
Five rebounds, seven assists,
shooting 54% from the field.
Wow.
And he's getting a block a game, getting a steal and a half a game, only turn it over twice a game. The only thing he doesn't do well is he doesn't shoot the three ball, but he doesn't really attempt many. And he shoots 90% from the line. Like and it's the most boring 33-5-7 that you'll ever see, and no one likes to watch him, but he just...
Do you know what's weird about that? That's what he averaged all of last year.
Yeah, and he won the MVP.
I mean, he's doing what he always does. Yes. Last year he was 32.7 assists, 6.4 rebounds, 5.
Yeah, he's
it's the same.
Yeah, he is automatic. He will be the new Tim Duncan, where we will not appreciate him. He's boring.
Big fundamental.
He is. Can he be the medium fundamental? Because he's like 6'5", 6'6", so he can't be the big fundamental. He's like the medium fundamental, but he just is ridiculous. And Oklahoma City, they may be getting ready to go on one of these runs here. Maybe San Antonio can stop them, but they're silly good right
maybe
now.
Maybe the Blazers are trending up.
Well, you know, the Blazers are the new Rockets.
What?
Yeah. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Says that?
They're the new Rockets.
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. They're good, okay? The Thundies.
I thought you were saying the Blazers were good.
They're 8-0, and it's going to be tough tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. Yeah. But coming up next, baseball hits a home run. We have the official ratings, and they're bananas. That's coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.